Sunshine tomorrow and Saturday with high temperatures in the 70s and lows at night in the 50s, and then a beautiful day on Sunday with a high temperature in the low 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Many evacuees from the Gulf Coast have made their way to the river region because of Hurricane Michael. Some hotels are sold out this week. For a full list of school closings, visit our website, alabamanews.net. A Millbrook police officer has resigned after allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a student at Stanhope Elmore High School. Officials say there has been no formal complaint in this case, but an internal investigation had already started in the department. And a judge has delayed the death penalty trial of a South Carolina man charged with killing his 5 children and burying them in West Alabama. The trial was scheduled to start on Monday. The order signed Tuesday says a new date will be picked once court dates for 2019 are set. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This is Joey Clark, and for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rowing away on a distant sea. Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. You cause a commotion when you come
Welcome into News and Views. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. I have one F. Jackson Campbell III, normally absent on Thursdays.
Here today.
Present and accounted for.
Here tomorrow.
I have somebody who we had an appearance scheduled for November 22nd of last year. almost 1 year ago. And on the way, he texted me and said, I've been in a terrible accident. And I thought, what? And he tore up his knee. He had to go to the hospital. He had to have surgery. All because he was scheduled to be a guest on this program. And I felt terrible. I still feel terrible. That's Zach Azor. How are you, friend?
I'm doing a whole lot better this year.
I cannot believe that. You were on your way here. You said there's something about a train, and you got out of your car to see.
Yeah, we have a railroad track that crosses our street.
Yeah.
One way in, one way out. Been there 3 years.
Have you gotten out of the car to look at the train since?
No. I speed through that intersection right now, so I don't have a flashback. Train was stopped, not going anywhere. Called the little CSX number. He said, hey, if you can see the conductor, go down there and see if he'll move the train back for you. Well, okay, so I did, and one thing led to another. And
you knee slip surgery on gravel or something?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the story. That was, I felt really, really bad about it.
I didn't want to be late.
I know, that's the worst
part. Train.
You know, you can be late.
Well, I know that now.
You saw what happened this morning. You can be late.
It's nine months too late to know that.
Don't look at me like that, Jack Campbell.
I got here before this thing started.
I know.
You get here at 10 after 9 and it hadn't started.
A lot of days, it's true. But anyway, welcome into News and Views. We've got Zach back from the near dead. He's like a phoenix. You can't keep him down. But he's back. And we got a host of news. I love this Cajun Navy. They're talking about it on the Fox News right now. But this hurricane was everything that we thought it would be yesterday and more. I am absolutely stunned at this headline. Only two dead from the third worst hurricane to ever strike the United States, continental United States, in recorded history. Obviously, we don't know what was going on when the Indians were running around or even before that. But since they started keeping records back in the 1850s, I think it was, this is supposedly the third worst hurricane to ever strike the United States. The pictures coming out of Florida, it didn't hit an extremely populated area, but Mexico Beach has basically been wiped off the map.
Yes.
There are a few standing structures left and almost nothing else. I saw a note from the, I guess, the commander of Tyndall. It's basically damaged beyond repair. I don't know what they're going to do. That's a terrific facility down there. I don't know how you begin to put lives back together after something like this. It's not just the water. The water is bad enough, but the wind damage. I mean, just seeing pictures of people would take down a street or a restaurant or a neighborhood that were just taken a year ago, and then they come back and they show you the new picture. Everything is gone. Almost every tree, almost every structure. This thing was vicious. I mean, an absolutely nasty, vicious. We hadn't had a good hurricane like this. Not a good hurricane. We hadn't had a hurricane like this in a long time. We've had some wet ones. Wilma. What was the one down in Houston that just sat there and spun for like 3 days? You remember what I'm talking about? A couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Had some cutesy name. But anyway, I mean, we've had some wet hurricanes, but we've not had a walloping hurricane like this in quite some time. I am just stunned. Only two people... two deaths blamed.
Well, someone you and I know has an aunt who lived down there who did not leave, and they have not been able to
really
talk to her since it started.
Well, the phones are down.
Yeah, I know.
Phones,
cell towers.
And I mean, that's one of the things you don't realize is you lose all ability to communicate down there. I saw a weather guy who got kind of trapped. It's not funny. I mean, it was probably harrowing and terrifying, but he was in Mexico Beach and got trapped. They had to break into the second floor of a structure to avoid the storm surge. The news van was submerged and got cut off, so they lost communication. They had no cell phone communication. And later were able to signal that they were okay, that they made it through it. But that's not a storm to mess around with. 700,000 without power. And this is something we always talk about on this program. Alabama Power will probably, I'm assuming they already have, dispatch linemen and workers to this area. They did it to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. This is truly a brotherhood of the different states and industries that come together after a tragedy like this. They're already putting the estimates north of $20 billion in damage. And it's nice because one day Alabama's going to get hit and we're going to need North Carolina and Florida power companies to come to our aid. And it's nice when we have the excess capacity. But these guys, you know, I call them the Dirty Finger Brigade. They all show up and they have chainsaws and they're replanting power poles and they're putting the lines up. And they this is nasty work, dangerous work. And they do it with a sense of pride that they're restoring life-saving power to people all over the Southeast when these things happen. So I don't want to dwell on it for 3 hours, but this was a nasty nasty storm, and you know, the weather folks warned us, and they were right.
We didn't have the week-long warning though that a lot of times you have. But
well, that's because it came from Mexico instead of Africa. Someone else commented on that yesterday. They said, "Why did it seem like with Wilma we got this weeks-long warning, and we, you know, the cone was massive?" Well, it's because it was coming off the coast of Africa. It had to get all the way across the Atlantic.
That's right.
This one came off the coast of Mexico, and it took like 2 days to get here.
Yeah,
it was moving pretty quick too.
Yeah, what gets me is the preliminary reports come out, and you see the cone and this tropical storm force winds hitting the panhandle, and then
you wake up the next
four
morning.
4 hours later, it's Category 1, a couple hours later, Category 2, and then, you know, it becomes, what, 1 or 2 miles an hour short of becoming a Category 5?
Yeah.
I believe what I heard yesterday.
I think Rich said 157 is Category 5.
Yeah.
Well, that's Category 5, and I just saw on the TV moments ago, they said it was 155 when it hit. So, yeah. A couple of miles for being a Category 5. You know, I'm just... It is a true testament to the people of Florida, the federal response, the state response, and more, that only two people died from this. And one of them was such a freak death over in Georgia. I don't know if you saw it, but it was a terrible death. It was a young child, I think like an 11-year-old. They were in a mobile home, and a carport was lifted up in the air and crashed through the roof. And just hit her in the head.
Oh, God.
Just a terrible, terrible freak death. So those are the types of things that... You know, I'm a true believer, and maybe I'm a schmuck for believing this, but I do believe there are some deaths that are so freaky that sometimes your number was just pulled.
I agree.
If that wasn't going to happen, you were going to get caught in a crossfire of something. You know, some electrical panel was going to explode in your house and burn you down. A ceiling fan was going to come down while it was... Your number was called. If a carport lands on your head, your number was up. You know?
Yeah, I always think about that when you know, a vehicle driving down the road has a tree fall.
Yes.
Hits your car.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been your time.
Yeah. Well, like Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, was jogging, and a limb fell on him, and he's paralyzed.
That's right.
From, like, the waist down. Poor guy.
I don't jog a lot, but that'd be...
That's why Jack doesn't jog.
I'm definitely afraid of trees. I have this... total phobia of trees.
I ran this morning, actually. Wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but Hurricane Harvey. My 10-year-old weighing in, saying it's Hurricane Harvey that sat and spun on Texas. Right. That kid knows everything. I'm telling you, just knows everything. Why would he even know that?
I don't know.
But yeah, just sat and spun in Houston for several days. No, I ran this morning. I luckily, in our neighborhood, we don't have any trees large enough to fall on you. So that's not a concern. 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. Our number 272-9228, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. Special guest, Zach Azar, the...
Fourth.
The fourth. There's a million Zach Azars in Montgomery.
Yes, there is.
I'm sure you know that. Who's this?
It's Keith.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Okay. I shouldn't ask how you were, but go ahead.
That's right. Hey, you were talking about power companies. I'm over here on South Boulevard. We just had a bunch of power trucks headed towards Florida from Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
You know, that's what I'm saying. These guys don't get the credit they deserve.
They sure don't.
For the responsiveness and... look, I mean, they have families too, you know, and they have jobs and hobbies, and they're not going to be able to play golf this afternoon, and they're not going to be able to go hug their kids good night for the next few nights and... enjoy a home-cooked meal, and they're going to be sleeping on cots somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, this is just what they put up with. And a lot of people don't realize when you go to flip the light switch, there's a lot of labor behind keeping that light switch on.
That's a lot of roads, miles to travel from Canton, Ohio down there.
Yeah, so if you guys are listening on your way through, thank you. You're true heroes in this country,
thank
keeping our electrical grid up and going. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A lot of people don't realize before these storms come, they proactively cut the power once the speed gets to about 40 miles an hour sustained and they know it's going to rise. And they do that to protect these guys when they get there after the storm. They don't want them getting lit up. So they'll be without power for several days. I mean, that's it gets real 1800s-y real quickly when the power goes out. We used to, during Lent, we would do a light fast where we would just use candlelights. And, man, the next day when you hit that light switch, you're really thankful it comes on. We'll be back.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get to Kohl's Home Sale, going on now, and layer on the savings for your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Right now at Kohl's Home Sale. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Get to Kohl's Home Sale, going on now, and layer on the savings for your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too, right now at Kohl's Home Sale. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Guys, welcome back in 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every single day. And Zach Azar joins us here today on a beautiful Thursday morning. Crisp, cool. I don't know if you guys had a chance to get outside this morning. A little humid still, but man, the break in the temperature is just... I can't even describe how good it feels outside. Absolutely wonderful. And it's going to get better. It's got overnight low tonight. I think they said in like the 50s.
That's so
low
good.
Low 50s.
That's so good.
Low 50s. Let me look again here at the Rich Thomas weather app. 51 overnight low. Whew. That's the kind of stuff we need in mid-October here in Montgomery.
Yeah, is this a trend or is this just post-hurricane?
It's a trend. Everybody's doing it. Low temperatures everywhere. You know, everybody's loving the low temperatures. It's real trendy. Wearing low temperatures to church in the morning. What do you mean, is it a trend? Like, is it going to stay cold?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh. Appears to be. I'm looking at the 10-day. 53, 57, 63, 60, 55, 53, 55, 55, 57. Those
That's
are the overnights.
Good, good.
Is that trendy enough?
Trends for me.
Yeah? Man, that's good, though. I don't want it dipping into the 30s yet. Holy mackerel. Too early for that garbage.
I don't mind that at all.
You don't mind either. The
30s? I'm fat. I love cold weather.
Exactly. That's great. I love it.
But I got to run in the morning. I don't want to run in the 30s.
Nah,
well, you'll find them eventually.
Well, they'll get here eventually, but my goodness, I'm not ready
That's
for
that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant I'd find the temperatures eventually.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they come out in the shower. When you get done. This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not been by there, then shame on you. If you have, you know what I'm talking about. Award-winning pizzas, appetizers, desserts, pastas, sandwiches, salads, and more over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Yesterday was Wind Down Wednesday. I forgot to mention that yesterday. But every Wednesday is Wind Down Wednesday, so make your plans to be there on Wednesday. Sunday afternoon, 4 to close, half-price beer, kids eat free. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen for one of those days. Specials, they have daily lunch specials every single day. The pasta special this week. You can pair the pasta special with a salad for $9 every day at lunch. $9 every day at lunch. At dinner, you can get that pasta salad. Yeah, you'd have to add a salad at dinner. I mean, that pasta special. You'd have to add a salad at dinner, but don't be cheap. Go ahead and throw in the money on the salad. They have homemade dressings, homemade handmade dressings, and so much more. So go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. And as we get closer to lunch hour, I'll give you a little more detail about that menu. 26 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Sounds good.
What does?
Just the idea of going over there.
Somebody yesterday went in there and said, I told him that it had anchovies on the lunch special. I did not say that. I said artichokes.
Same thing, right?
No. No. Not at all. Certainly not in price.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But I will say this. Have you ever added an anchovy paste to a soup?
No, I don't plan to do that. I've added it to a Caesar salad.
Yeah, but if you add it to a soup, the warm broth, like a warm brothy soup, like a consomme, or like a vegetable soup of some sort, or cabbage
like
soup.
Like a tomato basil.
Yeah, that would be good. That it adds like a salty umami flavor. It really, really adds some depth and character to the soup. You ought to try it. The answer to soup, everybody always says, taste my soup, what's missing? The answer is almost always salt.
And if it's not salt, it's vinegar. And if it's not vinegar or salt, it may be a little anchovy paste. Don't be afraid to try it, people.
I think I'm going to have a little chili this weekend since it's dipping down.
Into the 50s? You're going to make it yourself?
I think it's going to be a joint effort. We're going to smoke a joint and make it. No.
I lost my invitation in the mail, apparently. You're going to make, who are you making chili with?
Who do you think?
Oh, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Now, does that mean she's making the chili and you're drinking the wine? How's that work?
Well, it's going to be part of it.
That's the best way to cook it.
Somebody has to direct the operation. And I never saw a recipe I didn't want to change, you know.
Well, that's true.
That's the rumor about me.
You take a lot of pride in your chili? A lot of people do.
Well, some people don't like. I kind of got hooked on chili. I love chili. I like the hamburger, ground beef, and I like the light kidney beans, not those dark, hard red ones. But when I was in Texas, they made beanless chili, and I liked it. And they didn't use ground beef. They used like hunks of roast or...
I prefer a beanless chili, to be honest with you. And I don't mind beans. I love beans. I eat beans in a variety of occasions, but in my chili, I'd rather not have it. But I'll eat them if you put some pintos or kidneys in there.
I like pintos if you're going to do it.
Or navies.
Yeah, because they're smaller and they're a little bit softer.
And they're almost buttery.
I always change the recipe and added a lot more ground beef.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know,
or some sausage.
Yeah, we do.
Don't be afraid to throw a little sausage.
We do a lot of deer, you know, ground deer.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get the little 1.5 pound wraps from the processor. And, you know, the wife is like, hey, get a couple of those out for some spaghetti. And I'm like, all right, perfect. Come out for some taco soup or some chili. And I'm like, how many did you get? Like, I got four. And what for? I'm like, just in case we need some for tomorrow, I want to make sure we have plenty. And, so
you end up chucking them all in there?
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Do you like a lot of tomato in your chili?
I do. I actually like crushed tomatoes or like diced tomatoes.
Diced tomatoes, I do too.
Or even whole stewed tomatoes. I don't mind stewed tomatoes in there.
You put cumin in your chili?
Pope's still Catholic, right? Why would you not put cumin in your chili?
That's well, like some people don't like the flavor of cumin, but I do.
That's like the definition of chili.
I know.
What else do you put in there if you don't put that in there? You have spaghetti sauce.
I put it in there. And a lot of chili powder.
A lot.
And now, do you add, like, things like cinnamon and nutmeg and...
No,
Midwestern chili?
No, I don't. I've had it, and I like it, I make it, I don't put...
Throw a couple tablespoons of cocoa?
I made some once that had a little cocoa, and it had a little maple syrup in it. Like a quarter of a cup of maple syrup. You know, they have the chili cook-off every October at Biscuit Stadium. And I think it was Allegher, somebody one year, made a chili that had a little maple syrup in it. Not enough to make it sweet, but enough to kind of keep the tomatoes from being too bitter. But you still got that maple flavor. Man, it was outstanding.
My 12-year-old will put ketchup on anything, anything, but we'll pick out the tomatoes and chili or anything else.
It's a totally different flavor.
And I've never understood that. And that, you know, so I always tell them if you don't eat the tomatoes, you don't get ketchup.
Well, if you put about a fourth of a cup of ketchup in your chili,
that's just the sugar is all you're adding.
That it knocks out the acidity tomatoes.
But I just throw a palmful of sugar in there with it. Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, it's good.
Our number 272-9228. We've gotten way off topic, but I love talking food, especially when I haven't eaten yet and I'm starving to death. And I'm probably not going to eat for another 2.5 hours.
We were talking about the cool weather and chili and
Red Top.
Hey, bud. You know, we cannot hear on hold, guys. That's why we don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Chili.
I know it wasn't much right then, but tomato sauce and umami and stuff like that. But
chili. Not the bankrupt country in South America, but the food.
Right. Yes. Are you going to get any local candidates on the radio to let us know what the hell they're running for, if they have any ideas at all how to run?
Ideally not. I've committed to having DJ Johnson on, only because I like the person who asked me if I would have him on, and I didn't want to tell her no. Pat Wilson, the chairman of the Montgomery Republican Party, asked me if I'd have him on. I like Pat. I'd pretty much have anybody on she asked me to have on, so I agreed to have him on. But ideally, no. And here's why. Some of the statewide races are interesting. I think we're going to have Joe Siegelman on tomorrow. That's going to be an interesting interview. He's a 30-year-old lawyer, son of a former governor who went to prison and I think he'll have an interesting story. And he seems like a sharp, bright young guy, good-looking guy. And I'm interested to hear what he has to say. And I'm not a fan of that loser he's running against, Steve Marshall.
Right.
But every other local race, Red Top, is not contested. I mean,
how about Adetunji, the lady?
I'll have her.
She's not contested.
We've had her on before, you know.
Yeah, I ran into her, actually, with your dad, Zach. I was with your dad Saturday night at a charity dinner, a seafood drawdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into Tawana Adetunji, and I talked to her, and she asked if she could come on. If she gets in touch with me, I would more than happily put her on. But the reality is, I'm not being ugly. I like Tawana. I wish her nothing but the best, but she's going to lose 80-20. At best. You know, like Will Dismuse, I'd love to have him back on. And I did have him on a week or two ago. But he's going to win 75-25.
Well, you know? But Baron has gotten to where nobody talks about any issues or anything. It's just they collect their money and I'm going to win 75-25. There's a lot of ideas that need to be explored, especially with the city of Montgomery. And, you know, I get no ideas. You had the gentleman on last week. I think he's going to be running for mayor, or was he city councilman that y'all were talking about paving the street?
Oh, he's going to be a city councilman.
Okay.
Clay McInnes. He's running for Arch Lee's seat.
Yeah, okay. I know I had to hang up and work, and I wish I could have asked him, but I was going to ask him, why does the city of Montgomery annex a property that they can't maintain? So... But y'all were talking about all the square miles of roads they had it, and they aren't maintaining the roads inside the city that they already had. So
that's correct. And we talked about de-annexation. I don't know if we talked about it on air or off air, but it would really be nice if the city would de-annex a tremendous amount of property.
Yeah,
there's just no reason
they can't maintain the roads that we have in the city
It's a net loss in terms of revenue. I mean, it costs more money to maintain than you get out of it in tax revenue. So why have it?
Yes, I don't understand the annexation at all because. We're suffering, obviously, education-wise, and Montgomery's transportation and streets are 30 years outdated. They ain't added a new damn road besides Taylor Road in 30 years. It ain't happening. We got a lot of traffic in this town.
Appreciate your call, Red Top. That is not factually correct, though. They did add that road to nowhere that goes between Ray Thorington and Taylor Road that you can do like 98 on. And not hit anybody, not a jogger, not a bicyclist, not a car. And to prove that one night, my daughter was sick, and I had to travel that road to go get her. And they're not listening because they don't live here anymore. I borrowed a car. I was somewhere where I had to borrow a car from somebody. And so I had to take that road to go get her. And he had a fun little sporty stick shift car. And I thought, I wonder how fast I can get on this road. And I did. And it's got a gentle grade and I mean, you feel like you're in a race car because it had a little gentle grade and some nice wide sweeping corners. And I got on it. And we had fun. I had fun. I did not do that with my daughter in the car, by the way. I did that on the way to pick her up. Our number 272-9228. Something that I do understand, Red Top. I don't understand the annexation issue. I do understand employee benefits because I've been an employee and I've had benefits. And I know how little, frankly, and no offense, I know how little owners and managers know about what they're doing when it comes to insurance benefits and all these other benefits that employees can get and are entitled to. If you own a business or you manage a business, even if you just have two or three employees or you have 200,000 employees, get on the phone with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. It should be your first call. You open a business, boom, first call. If you have a business and you hear this ad, boom, first call, 356-1502. Write it down, 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. These guys will show you how to get insurances you didn't even know you were qualified for. You didn't even know were offered. He has reduced people. This company and their insurance agents have reduced people to tears when their employees learn that they are entitled to insurance that they didn't know was available. And they cry and they say, I didn't know I could get disability. I had this pre-existing condition. I didn't know I could get health insurance. I didn't know I could get life insurance. Well, guess what? You can get all that and more. Dental, vision, cancer policies. They have so many different things that they can give you for what you're already paying. What you're already paying. They just do it better. They just know it. They know the business better. They know the vendors better. So get on the phone with Cornerstone Managing General Agency or check them out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Or give him a call, 356-1502, 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, special guest Zach Azar today. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hard to believe the nice changes behind Michael, which is rapidly moving off to the northeast. For today, look for partly cloudy skies to take over. The high temperature around 81, much lower humidity as a cold front moves through the area. Mainly clear, much cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature by tomorrow morning, low to mid-50s. Then blue skies tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, high in the upper 70s. We'll be in the 50s again tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, high around 79, beautiful sunshine and low 80s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary. But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Aw, drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
That has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is number one for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road in Montgomery.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Let Delta do it.
Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Jack.
That's right, Baron.
Thoreau Grenade. 17 minutes to the top of the hour. The Faces. When's the last time you heard The Faces, Campbell? Been a minute. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day from 9 to noon on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Zach Azar joins us on a beautiful, crisp, cool Thursday right here in middle of October. 1011. That was my address growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
That 300 square foot house?
No. It's nicer than that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, he is an absolute superstar on Facebook. I've never seen anything like it. He put up a beautiful diamond and sapphire brooch on Facebook one day. It's gorgeous. I mean, it had, gosh, let's see here, 15 stones in it.
Dang.
Beautiful. Alternating back and forth. And he put it up on Facebook, and he said, this is going to make somebody a beautiful necklace one day. We can keep it as a brooch. We can repurpose it to a bracelet. You just tell us what you want to do with it. I mean, instantly, people started chiming in. How about this? How about this? I want this on this. Boom, he chimes in a few minutes later. He says, it's already sold. Sorry. I mean, that's what I'm talking about at Heirloom Jewelers. You got to get by there. You got to see what he has. Their inventory is constantly rotating, and you should see what he's able to do with things. He takes these beautiful antique brooches, these heirloom quality brooches, and he repurposes them as necklaces, very fashionable necklaces, and bracelets and more. It's just beautiful.
Does
what he's
he appraise
able to do.
Stuff if you take
yeah,
it
oh yeah, he'll same day appraisals
see,
usually.
My dad has this diamond ring.
Oh, it's beautiful, right?
Well, it was my great aunt's.
I got a
engagement ring.
I got a similar one from my grandfather.
And her only child died, and my dad was very close to her, and she died. She left this ring to my dad, and I had it sized for me.
Yeah.
But I've never asked what it was worth.
Well, take it by there.
Just
take a look
at
it.
For the heck of it.
Yeah, run it by there.
I hadn't met him anyway. I need to go meet him.
Troop Booth. Absolutely a fantastic human being. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there. He's on, look, you can buy, sell, or trade over there. So you can trade up your stuff. He's got luxury watches. Beautiful, beautiful diamond and gold and all kinds of gems and metals, jewelry. He's got modern bridal sets, groom sets. He's got antique heirloom quality stuff. I mentioned the Edwardian era ring. It's beautiful, absolutely stunning. One of the most beautiful pieces, honestly, seriously, one of the most beautiful pieces of jewelry I've ever laid eyes on. He has that over there right now. A lot of people are stopping by just to look at it, just because it's that stunning. It really truly is. Heirloom Jewelers, just a shade east of Bell Road on Vaughn Road, just between Bell Road and Taylor Road on Vaughn Road, on the other side, kind of opposite where the old Sonic was right there. Get by there when you get the chance. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's open till 5 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, and then 9 to noon on Saturday. 14 minutes till the top of the hour. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I warned everybody. I told you guys when Donald Trump was elected, this was going to happen. I warned you. I mean, I'm telling you, you could go back and listen to show after show after show. Long-time listeners who listen to 15 hours a week will say, yeah, Baron, I remember you warning us about that. I remember. Actually, the more you talk about it, Baron, the more I do remember you warning us about this. I warned you guys that the globalist Fed was going to take down the Trump economy in order to damage him politically. I warned you. Do you remember me warning you about that, Jack?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know our listeners remember that. I warned you it was going to happen. Here's the headline. Trump, : Fed is, quote, making a big mistake with ridiculous rate hikes. And it's so predictable It was the most predictable thing I warned you would happen. We were sitting at record low interest rates, and we knew the Trump plan would boost the economy. Cut regulation, cut interest rates. Not cut interest rates. Cut regulation, cut taxes. That's going to boost the economy. It always does. Mm-hmm. It always does. You make the United States a more competitive place to do business, people end up spending more money and doing better business. They end up making more profits. Why am I looking at a headline right now on Wall Street, sell-off on Fox News? Markets open after Dow plunges 831 points. It's down another 150. The Dow, not the stock market. The stock market is huge. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average is kind of an average we watch. It's an index we watch. It gives you kind of a basis for what's going on in the big stocks around the world. Here's kind of the text. After roiling stock markets in Asia and Europe last night, when he blamed the longest stock market losing streak of his presidency on the Federal Reserve and its crazy interest rate hikes, President Trump again lit into the central bank in a Fox News interview Thursday morning, that's today, where he said the Fed has gotten, quote, a little too cute, end quote, with his interest rate hikes. It's ridiculous what they're doing, he added. He said paying high interest rates because the Fed and that Powell and company are making a big mistake, and that he'd like the Fed to not be so aggressive. And that is that's the reality. They wanted Obama to look good, so they put interest rates at near zero for, gosh, ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically his entire presidency. Because it was the end of the Bush administration when they cut it down to basically zero, and they left it there for 8 years. Trump gets in there, and I told you it would happen. I warned you it would happen, and it's happening. They cannot have, going into the midterm elections, going into the presidential election 2020, they cannot have the stock market. You know, at this pace, the stock market is going to be like 40,000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 40,000. People's 401ks would be so massively swollen, nobody would want to get rid of Trump. And they knew they couldn't have it, so they started raising interest rates. I warned you it happened. We all watched along as it happened. It's not the trade war in China. We're winning the trade war in China. China is buckling.
Yep.
But they can't have it. The 10-year yield just goes up every single day, it seems like. And that is a direct result of what the Fed is doing with monetary policy. So, guys, that's why you listen to this
program. Well, you and I have a tough job ahead, Baron.
Which is?
For the next 4 weeks, we've got to keep people pumped up to go out and vote Republican. We got to keep our listeners engaged and make sure that
keep them feeling all right, so to speak.
Yeah. Did you get the text I just got?
Let me look. No. No, we'll talk about it during the break.
Okay.
The break. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Zach Azar in the studio. Jack and Baron here every day. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hello,
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil. You work hard for your money, so you want your money working hard for you. With the CitGo Rewards card, you get 12 cents off every gallon the first 3 months and 7 cents a gallon after that. There's no annual fee, no minimum purchase, and no limits to rewards earned. And for even more discounts, download the Club CitGo app. For more information, log on to UnitedFoodAndFuel.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Samuel David Moore and Dave Prater. Sam and Dave. From Georgia, Jack.
Whereabouts?
Winchester and Sycamore.
I'll be.
How about that? I ought to be a rock and roll DJ.
You just checked that out, didn't you?
I might have looked it up. Our number 272-9228, 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Trisha.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well.
You're
not supposed to.
Yeah.
But as a former regular on the air, you're allowed to basically do whatever
you want. I'm allowed to break the rules.
I have had so many people say, why Trisha could come? Why Trisha quit coming? Did you make her mad? I said, no, she had a grandchild.
I had a grandchild, and
now she goes,
my mom hasn't been feeling great, and so she's having trouble watching the girls for me, and, you know, life just happens.
Well, hey, life does happen.
Oh, we miss you.
I miss y'all. I was thinking about Jack's face earlier when he said something snide to Baron, and I was thinking, I know exactly what he looks like right now. That's hilarious. Anyway, I just drove down. It was interesting that you mentioned the economy. I just drove down 31 because I had to go to Airgas. I don't want you to think I was going to Exmart. And there are seven new businesses.
I don't care where you go.
I just didn't want you to think. I was going to Airgas.
You don't have to clarify.
But there are seven new businesses that have opened on that strip, like manufacturing-type businesses or, you know, stuff like that, in the last year.
Yeah. And the Fed wants to destroy that momentum by raising rates.
So that's what my question was. What is this going to mean to all of us?
All right. Let me take this in two steps. First, we don't kink shame here on News and Views. You can go to Exmart anytime you want, get anything you want in there. There's no kink shaming. We let it go. You be you. All right, second thing is, what do the interest rates mean for us? What are the interest rate hikes? Well, it means it means the cost of capital goes up. It's more expensive to borrow money, and most business runs on borrowed capital, borrowed money. Very few businesses run on cash. You know, Dave Ramsey's got a great concept in theory that, you know, if you guys listen to News Talk really late at night, Dave Ramsey's on, and he's a cash guy. He doesn't believe in any credit whatsoever, and that's fine. You can run your business that way. But leverage, you know, isn't a dirty word. You know, in my finance classes in college, you know, if you manage your debt, it can actually be a benefit to you. It can be a friend to you. But if you can't, then stay away from it. And I think that's kind of the message. I think it's sometimes where I disagree with Dave Ramsey. If you can't manage it, then stay away from it. But when the cost of capital goes up, it costs more money to build a business. It costs more money to buy inventory. It costs more money to stock your shelves. It costs more money to pay your employees. It costs more money to build a new building. It costs more money to do everything. And the more money it costs, guess what? That's fewer people you can hire. The fewer people you can hire, that's more people sitting on the sidelines. More people sitting on the sidelines, there are more people not buying stuff. And you'll end up with, go back to Das Kapital. I mean, I hate to give Marx credit where he deserves it, but go back to Karl Marx. It's an excess in inventory. Once people start getting laid off, that's what the business cycle is. People get laid off, they can't buy as much stuff, inventory stacks up, and when money costs more, you know, you can't go buy that new car because now it's 8% interest rate instead of 6% interest rate. Now you can't afford the payment. And that's what we're talking about. It's the little things on the margins that just slow the economy. See, they don't want the economy overheating, so they raise the cost of capital to slow it down just a touch. Mm-hmm. But when they slow it down just a touch, it never just slows down a touch. And I don't understand. And this is my thing. I don't understand why it can't just heat up. What's wrong with the 6% growing economy?
They just want to destroy our country.
Yes.
So they can build it back up the way they want it.
No, they don't even want to build it back up.
They want to hurt Trump.
They just want to export the wealth out of the United States into other markets. Mm-hmm. In doing so, they get a fee. And then they do all the building in the other markets. They do all the labor management in the other markets. They get a fee. Mm-hmm. They can only do that if Donald Trump's not in office. And the only way he's not going to be in office is if his policies are damaged by central planning. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I really think they want to just destroy it to the point where we're screaming, please give us socialism, please.
Yep. We're easier to control that way.
Exactly. All right.
Thanks.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks.
Guys, it's 10 o'clock.